Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Glad you're with us. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Katie, your trip went well, correct?
My trip went well. I am back. At this point, we're recording this, I don't know, a week or so. It's been a week since Thanksgiving,
right? No.
Yeah.
Well, almost.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we're still coming off the Thanksgiving high.
Yeah. So I didn't realize, you know, people always talk about kids with birthdays around the holidays and how hard it is.
Oh, right.
And I kind of didn't really think about it until just recently. So we got back from Thanksgiving this weekend, and then Bennett's birthday was on Monday.
Tough.
And, man, that was a tough turn. That was a real tough turn.
Yeah. And then Sam's birthday is right around New Year's.
And then Sam's birthday is right after Christmas. So I'm going to be doing the same thing again in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Should have timed that better, Karen and Greg.
Not that you can time these things, folks, but if you can avoid having a child right around Thanksgiving or Christmas, I would do so just because it's
But
really
you're not the
tough.
Only one I've heard talk about this. I have a niece whose birthday is in like the middle of December, and then my nephew, his birthday is December 24th.
Yeah.
And I remember my sister being like so I mean, I'm going to, you know, irritated is probably too strong of a word, but not being jazzed about having. And I'm, at the time, I was like, I think it's awesome to have like a Christmas Eve, like baby. But she hated being in the hospital for Christmas Eve, obviously. And also, too, like, I think his birthday kind of gets swept up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always like, okay, what does he want for Christmas? And then what does he want for his birthday?
Right.
You know, it's like, I have to like.
Well, it's funny because, you know, last year Sam was one. And, you know, he didn't know anything.
Right.
Like, we just threw a cake at him and, you know, gave him some wipes or whatever for his birthday. Who knows? He just opened whatever and he doesn't care. He's one. So I don't think I really realized last year that it was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, honestly, Bennett's birthday usually, when she was little too, we would just celebrate with the family over Thanksgiving. Like, okay, it's the day after Thanksgiving. Let's celebrate Bennett's birthday. We're all here with the family anyway, you know, type of thing. But this year, just the timing of it and the spacing out. I mean, in 2 years, Bennett's birthday will be on Thanksgiving Day.
I think this is kind of nice, though, because I feel like your family's already there. You've already done the cooking. All you need to do is, like, get a cake, right?
True, but then now she's getting – when they're little,
she's, right,
yes.
Getting
but now
old
she's getting
she
old enough where
day.
She wants her – well, I think she wants a party with her friends, right? When you're little, it's fine to celebrate with your family and your relatives, but at some point you want to do, like, a real birthday party with your friends.
Sure.
So it's just getting tricky, man. Mm-hmm. It's getting really tricky. So anyway, her birthday went off fine, but it's just, you know, and the thing that you just, and you know, we don't need to say it again on this podcast, but the amount of things you have to remember as a mom, the birthday presents, the cake, the hanging streamers up in their doorway, the, you know, the cards, the all the things that, and then for the birthday party in itself is a whole nother can of worms. I mean, it's just the burden is, and
it's
I'm happy to do, you know, you're happy to do it. It's your kid. You want them to have a great birthday. But it's just so much to think about in the midst of a holiday.
Right. No, I get it. I'm still
traveling
with Christmas
and
presents. I can't imagine if I was thinking about, like, my kid's, like, birthday party in addition to all of that. It's a lot.
Yeah, I think I got spoiled. Henry and Elroy's birthdays are in the summer, which is just so much easier.
Yes.
It's so much easier. There's just not as much going on. You can just have a birthday any old time,
and, you can
and
always,
it's hot outside.
I was just
going to
say, you can normally do it outdoors.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry. I feel like this time of year you do. It's, like, cold. Like,
yeah.
I've always been a fan of summer birthdays, but that's mostly because also my birthday
and your child's birthday is in the summer.
My child's birthday is in the summer. They're just like really a couple of days apart. And I, in fact, my sister has a February birthday. Brian has a February birthday. And I'm always like,
great.
Consolation to you. Like, that really stinks. Like, and they're always like, what do you mean? It's great to have a February birthday. And I'm like, eh. Like, when I was a kid, my sister's birthdays would get canceled for like snowstorms.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm like, I kind of think they stink. If you can plan your child's birthday.
What we're telling you is, if you're starting your family.
Yes. If you're thinking about family planning here, I mean, I highly, even your birthday in September, nice.
Yeah, September's fine. Really anything other than, like, you know, I would say November to February.
Yeah.
Try to steer clear of those months.
Steer clear of those.
Okay,
that leaves you lots of time to have a kid.
That's our advice for you on this random day.
Yes. All right. Our first article comes from BuzzFeed, and it's parents are sharing the parenting cliches they wish would disappear, and it's hard to disagree with them. And I, all of these, there wasn't a single one that I disagreed with. Yeah, I kind of agreed with all of them. Mm-hmm. Let's see. There are a couple of them.
There's a lot of them. There's so we don't need to necessarily go through all of them.
There's there's 19 of them. Who even knew that would be such a hot topic? Okay. My like top four, number seven, forcing kids to clean their plate. This creates an unhealthy attitude toward food. The person that's writing this says, I try to portion enough to what I know my kiddo can eat. But holy crap, I've seen some parents feed their kids adult servings and tell them they aren't leaving the table until it's done. One of the other ones I liked is number eight, making your kids be affectionate toward people. I have seen this time and time again. In fact, this is one that Brian and I somewhat disagree with because we just had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. Like, when you like force your kids to like, make sure you give them a hug. Like, did you give so-and-so a hug? And you know, River is sometimes like, I don't know this person. You know this person better than I know this person, or they're more meaningful to you than they are for me. And she's kind of like reticent about it. Brian's always like, come on, whatever. And I'm always like, no, like, how about like a high five or like a fist bump? Like, I'm not into like making my kid do that. I do understand where he's coming from because I think he thinks it's sort of the polite thing to do.
Sure.
Number 14. I'm sorry. This one's like a strong one, one for me. The only child stereotype. This is someone who writes, as a mom to an only child, I am so tired of hearing that you're not a real parent, mom, family until you have more than one child.
What?
Having my parenting
struggles.
First
of all, I've never heard that.
Oh, well, that's because you don't have an only child.
People would really say that?
I mean, I think people imply it. Ugh. People will make comments right to my face about only children. Without even, like, realizing
what
they're doing.
Hi.
Yes. I don't think it's unusual at all. Rude. People I know, people I'm friends with have made this. And it's really hurtful to me because, of course, I struggled. I mean, whether or not you chose to do that or not, like, never my intention to have one kid. And it's like a knife to my heart. Stop doing it.
Yes.
You know, River hasn't heard this yet because people aren't talking to her about it yet. But they will. And, in fact, I have another friend who's an only child and she's like, oh, yeah, like, even now people will make these assumptions and stereotype, and it's, like, super hurtful. Stop doing it. And then number 15, when people have this, like, boy mom, girl mom, people are like, find a personality separate from your kid's gender. Which I agree with, too. I think I have had this conversation with one friend I know who has two boys, and when she was pregnant, talking about, I guess I'm like, I hate that term boy mom, but I guess I'm a boy mom. And I'm like, that's not a real, just so you know, that's like a social media construct.
And I don't because I never heard that when I was little.
No, I think I'm telling you, it's like an Instagram.
Like none of my friends were like, oh yeah, my mom's a boy mom.
Right.
You know.
It's not real. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I liked a lot of these. The one that I really liked. The idea that all parents lose their identities once they have children and become boring, soulless shells of their former selves who never do anything fun or for themselves. I do think people sometimes think that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're just a parent and that's your whole thing now.
Right.
No. We're still people, man.
I know.
We're still
fun. That's
why
we do this whole podcast called Anchor Moms where we're just...
Because we're also anchors, but all are working TV news, but also because we have other things going on.
Yeah. Barely. But I would say yes.
The other one I liked, the whole dad's babysitting. Oh, so nice of the of your husband to watch the kids.
I haven't heard this one recently. I thought that people were kind of like getting the clue about that.
I feel
that.
Like sometimes people still bring it up.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, I mean, yes, we're very grateful that our husbands are more involved than most dads were in previous generations. But that doesn't mean that they can't watch the children.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, do you have moms?
You don't have any more of these? There wasn't any more that like, stood out.
Those were
you?
The two I noted. Okay. Oh, I also noted you asked for it. Like when people say, well, you
signed up for this.
Yeah, you signed up for this. You knew what you were getting into when you had kids. Did I? Did I really understand?
I don't know. Did
all?
You?
No. I mean, I'm not saying I would change it, but no.
Well,
I have no idea how hard
when
it would
say
be.
That.
Yeah.
And you would do it all over again, even.
I would, but I did not exactly know what I was signing up for, to be honest.
Yeah, but these are good, and if you're a parent, you will recognize these cliches right away.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Mom's the word.
I have a mom's, and it's a geriatric mom's.
Oh, yes.
But you're welcome because... Honestly, you...
One of those bathtubs that you open the door to walk into?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you getting one of those?
I mean, maybe. Like those... Yes.
Those always seem like... I'm like, I'm ready to get older so I can have the walk-in bathtub.
You want those?
Yes. Those seem glorious.
We already have
to
a
me.
Walk-in shower. We're just, you know, we're planning ahead.
But I mean...
I turned 40 this year. We're like getting ready.
No, but the bathtub. Like, I want to be able to open
a door.
Oh,
a bathtub. But how does that work?
You haven't seen these?
No.
It's for old people. It's a bathtub that has a door.
You have to sit in there while it fills up. Because you can't open the door while the bathtub's filled.
True. You're bringing down my dream here, Katie, but true. Yeah, you open the little door, get in, and then somehow it, like, seals shut, and you can take a bath when you're, like, 80.
Is this just called, like, a jacuzzi tub? Like, I've never heard of
that. You know, like, when you're old, you don't want to, like, be stepping over the bathtub.
I know, but when you're old, how do you get out of the bathtub? Like, that would be my concern if, like, if you're having trouble stepping over.
You open the door, you step in, you close the door, you fill up the tub.
I feel like then you, like, lay down in the tub, and, like, that's a fall risk, right? Like, how do you get up? If
you
can't step your leg over the tub, I'm concerned that you won't be able to, like, rise up out of the bathtub.
So, like, basically all I was looking forward to in older life was this bathtub, and now I have nothing. I have nothing to look forward to.
I'm sorry. No, you do, because here's your mom's.
Okay.
This is, it's an Aquaphor healing balm stick. You know, like Aquaphor, like you use it for your kids. It's like, have you seen?
Balm?
Yeah. So it's like a travel.
Like B-A-L-M.
yeah.
Who knows what a balm can do? Okay. Yes.
So it's like, you know, the Aquaphor in a tub. This is like a travel stick. I love
what
it because
do you use alcohol.
Oh my God.
For?
I use it on my like knuckles, on my hands, on my
lips. Is that
what
you were just doing
lips?
Before we podcasted?
Yes. I think so. I've used it so much that it's
but
almost like
you have
like
another
I don't even
cuticle thing.
Oh, that's my cuticle oil stick pen.
Is separate?
So this is great.
I've like never even thought about my cuticles, and you have multiple things for you.
Well,
your...
because you know, the older you get, the drier your skin gets, you guys.
I do have really dry skin. This will help.
You need this. So okay. The great part about it is you can put it in your purse. When I was home over Thanksgiving, like, I can't tell you how many people, like, my dad was like, do you have any hand lotion? I was like, I do not, but I have this Aquaphor balm. Like, I used it on his hand.
Okay, get it out.
My
Let me try it.
My sister used it.
It's amazing.
I love it.
Okay. Okay, so
I'm actually,
I just
ordered a new one. I'm
running.
It's like a giant lip balm.
It almost looks like a giant, or like a, deodorant stick, if you will,
right.
Kind of.
Right.
Okay, so then you just rub it on.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting low.
Use it on. I know. I just ordered more. I mean, I love it so much. I've just had it for like 3 weeks, and I'm getting more.
Okay. Oh, I do.
Sometimes
enjoy
I'll
it.
Use it.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Like I said, the fact that it's portable, $10.49 at Target or Amazon.
Okay.
Love it. Highly recommend.
Okay. If you need something for your
hands. It says immediate relief for chapped, chafed skin.
Does it say ages 70 plus?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So I would say 75 plus. Okay. But you can use it for, I'm reading the thing. Chafing, dry, irritated skin, friction and windburn, cracked heels and feet.
All right. Here we go.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Okay. This next article is a national poll. Parents of young children increasingly turn to social media for parenting advice. Which, you know, we kind of knew, but there's some interesting facts in here. 4 in 5 parents go to social media to discuss parenting issues. The most common discussions, potty training, no shock there, kids sleep. Breastfeeding, discipline, behavioral problems. 3 out of 5 parents do this because they want to hear different ideas. So listen, here's my hot take on this. I think this is fine. And I, you know, certainly fall into this category. There have been things that I'm like, what are people saying about this? What do I do about this? You know, I think that if you want to go to social media, of course, that is the glorious thing about social media is it's the onboarding to millions of people's thoughts and perspectives and experiences, right? So you can very quickly and easily get lots of different ideas outside of your family and friend circle. So that's great. If you're like, okay, I can't figure out blah with my kids, what do? I think that's great. My only concern is these are not doctors. These are not professional people who should sometimes be telling you what to do. So I think if you're looking for just opinions on things that, you know, anyone can give you some perspective on, any parent can give you some perspective on, fine. But let's remember to take it with a grain of salt and you know, not forget that this isn't your pediatrician here.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things you skipped over, you had said the most common discussions included potty training, sleep, breastfeeding, vaccination.
Oh, yeah, vaccination. Too.
Guys, like, No, I would not look to social. I would talk to your pediatrician about vaccination, not people on social media.
But, like, potty training, that's not something you have to go to your doctor for.
That's something I said it's not. Okay.
So that's something that you can say, look, I've tried XYZ, he's doing XYZ, you know, and people will say, oh, I thought this book was helpful or this method.
Right.
And you can look that up.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you. And one of the things I wrote here, one of the quotes in this article is, many parents turn to online communities to exchange advice or discuss parenting challenges because it may seem faster and easier than asking a health professional. And I wrote, yikes. Like, that's one of those things. You and I have talked about this, and I've talked about this with other friends as well. There are, like, Asheville Mom Facebook groups, a couple of them. And every once in a while, I am genuinely surprised and concerned about the crowdsourcing that happens on, like, the posts that happens that happen on these Facebook, in these Facebook groups, because it is like, and I'm exaggerating here, like, my kid is like, you know, bleeding, what should I do? And you're like, what?
Take them to the ER.
You take them to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And it shocks me further that the comments on these posts, like, people are offering advice.
Maybe
that,
try this. Instead
that
of saying
counter to what the obvious solution here is. So all of that is being said, like, you know, I love Dr. Becky on Instagram, but she's not giving medical advice. She's giving, like, behavior, like, hey, if your kid is doing this sort of behavior, this is how you can respond to it in a way that is healthy for both you and them. I love that stuff. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Sleep tricks. Great. Medical advice?
No.
No. Yeah, I think most people know that, right?
You know, I think so. And then as you said, I get onto these Facebook groups and I'm like, whoa, folks, let's simmer down.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to think that that's a smaller part of the population that's.
I think so, because the people that I've talked to about this
go into long drawn out details about
pictures.
Like,
some people show, like, pictures. My kid has this horrible rash. What? What?
I was going to say also, like, my husband is doing XYZ. Should I leave him? And I'm like, whoa, this is not for all of us.
I wouldn't crowdsource this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to say this. I have seen people are like, hey, listen, I'm suffering from like food insecurity. I have an abusive husband. What are the resources out there in Western North Carolina? Mm-hmm. And I've seen other moms like step up and be like, this here's agency. The organization. Yeah. Here's the person to talk to. Mm-hmm. It's such a double-edged sword here. And you just got to be careful, right? Mm-hmm. Be smart.
Yeah, be smart. Okay, the last article made me cry.
I know. Yesterday, Karen and I were in the newsroom, and she sits – her desk is kind of towards the back of the newsroom, and mine's in the front. And I, like, kind of heard, like, a wailing and a sobbing coming from behind me. And I looked – Karen was crying over this next
– literally sobbing. The guy who sits right in front of me, who's young with no children, was like, what's going on there? Like, are you working? Are you okay? Like, what's happening? I'm like, no, I'm just working. Just preparing for the podcast tomorrow. Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry. What? Why?
I know.
Do you need a tissue? What's happening? No,
but I get it because this one is near and dear to my heart as well. This one comes from her view from home. And it's, my heart isn't ready for you to stop believing in Santa. And it's basically a mom sort of penning this article talking about her little boy. Is he eight? I think so.
Yes,
yeah.
Eight. Because he's the same age as Ella Ray, which is why it made me cry so hard.
He said to her, my friend doesn't believe in Santa anymore, Mom. Gauging what she was going to say and how he should feel
about
it.
Which we should also probably give a little, like...
Yes.
If you're listening with your kids,
turn this off right now and listen to it in private.
Or put in your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Continue.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking about that earlier. I meant to say it. So she talks about how it just, like, breaks her heart because she thinks about all the experiences that they've had over the Christmases together. They've spent each December soaking up every bit of Christmas magic that they can. And here we are. The questions have begun. And if I'm being honest, I don't really know how to answer most of them. But one thing she does know is that she is not ready for the magic to stop for her son.
Yeah, she says, I want him to believe for a little while longer before the world tells him not to. And she talks about how, of course, it's just... Gosh, I'm going to start crying. Of course, it's just Santa, but it symbolizes, I think, for her and for so many moms, childhood, magic, innocence, you know. And I feel like this with my own kids, who all, of course, still believe. And I don't know why, but it feels like for me when that drops, the first time that one of my kids says something about this or realizes this, it's like, okay, then it's all over. Like, then we got to tell them about the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. And you know what? May as well tell them how children are born while we're at it. Like, I don't know why I'm like, in my head, it's like this
It's much more than just Santa.
Right. Like, for me, this is like, once this happens, once this change happens, like, it's all over and we should let everything out of the bag.
Yeah.
And which I know is silly, but...
No, but I think you're not wrong because I think that is when the time you start probably talking about that. I'm 100% with you on this. In fact, it's like I can't even remember what Christmas was like before I had River because it is just – I think it's so fun to have a little kid at Christmas time. Like there's just nothing like it. And River, the old – you know, there's an age where they really like don't get it. And then all of a sudden that light bulb goes off one December and you're like, oh my gosh, like we're here. And I do feel like Brad and I talk about this a lot. It's like fleeting. There's only a couple of years between like they get it and like then they don't believe.
Well, this mom Googled the average age when children stop believing, and it's 8. Which
is that true?
Is depressing. I think it might be. You know, I have definitely asked. You know, we're both Gregory and I are the youngest, so our siblings' children are older, and so I've often asked them like, "When did your kids stop?"
Yeah.
And I think, of course, it's not going to shock anyone. The oldest kid probably holds on the longest, and then as the younger kids find out, then it progressively gets younger when you find out.
My sister tells this story that I'm the one who told her.
Who ruined it?
No,
yeah,
which I don't remember, but she brings it up all the time. Like it is something that is seared in her brain. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I was at my at the kid's school recently, and something came up about Christmas, and I was like trying to like investigate and see, because I'm kind of like, oh gosh, like it could be any year now that this is Ella Ray's last year. And so I kind of was like poking around with her friends, like, so Santa, and they're like, oh yeah, and they were all in. So I was like, okay, whew, dodge that bullet, because I was a little worried that one of the friends was gonna be like, oh yeah, we don't, right, you know, we're over this.
Like, maybe she's a younger, one of her friends is like a younger kid and has an older sibling. Like, right,
but
her.
They were all in, so that made me feel better. But, you know, when we talked about this on the podcast, the Polar Express here locally that we get to do, and it's funny, we were getting ready for it because it's this week for us. We were getting ready for it, and Henry said, you know, it really doesn't feel possible to get all the way to the North Pole and back in that amount of time.
And what did you say?
And I was like,
magic.
Well, it is. And he said, and another thing, I don't think that the reindeer were real last year when we went. And I was like, oh, nope, they were real. They were real. Yep. Moving on. What pajamas do you want to wear?
Yeah. So we do have some friends who recently told their boys, like the oldest boy was asking. Uh-huh. And I was trying to remember because Brian was horrified by this story. I was trying to, they're not, the youngest one is not that much older than River. I would say the oldest one is 7.
Okay.
He asked his mom and they were like, all right, listen, yeah, this not is, true. This is the and deal. Just told both the boys, like, this is not something you should talk
told
to.
Told both
school.
Of them?
Told both of them. And Brian and I were like, why would you? But I do think there is a set of parents out mm-hmm. there, and rightfully so. We're like, I'm tired of, like, the charade with my kids. Yeah. Like, I want them to understand that, like.
I read an article recently that the mom, like, the first time it came up was like, nope, that's not real.
Yeah.
Like, let's just nip this in the bud now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not that mom.
Me. No, me neither. But in fact, I understand there's enough people out there that it must be a valid thing.
And I'm going, like, whenever the first one falls, I'm going to be like, you take this to your grave before you tell your siblings.
Right.
Like, I really hope that the olders can, like, hold it together so that the youngers can believe as long as possible.
Right.
Because I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want Santa in my house as long as possible, okay?
Because I don't want that. All right.
I just think it's so magical.
No, listen, I'm 100%. And until you're a parent, I'm not even sure that you can totally understand how important it is. So I, 3,000 times with you. I want to lie to my kid about a man in a red suit
for as long as possible. But I do have to, like, per Henry's questions the other night, I am realizing, like, I do need... our oldest is 8. We should probably be starting to think of our explanation
when it does come. It talks about how then the oldest becomes like Santa's helper. Like, you kind of bring them into the fold in terms of, okay, so like now that you know, you're going to like help us, you know, help us be Santa.
Right. No. Oh. I'm saying like when they do ask, what is your response?
Oh, what is your response?
Well, I don't know. So I'm saying I need to figure it out.
I will do some research and get back to us.
Because I feel like...
You can't just be like, nope, not real.
Yeah, we've been lying to you this whole time. I think there's a... You know, I'm sure there's ways to say it where it's like, well, you know...
Maybe you should crowdsource this on the mom's Facebook pages.
Helpers. And it's all, you know, like we believe in... The magic and the spirit. You know, I'm sure there's a way you can, you know, explain
you,
Greg,
it. Greg, are going to, like, rehearse this?
Mm-hmm.
Have a little rehearsal? Here's your line, Greg.
Yeah. Okay, so this leads right into my win.
Oh.
Win of the week.
Fortunately, my children do still believe in Santa. And I just, Ella Ray wrote her note to Santa.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. First of all, the note itself was a win because she's into pen pals. So she'd written a bunch of people and had a big stack of mail.
Ella's in second grade now?
Third.
I can't believe she's already in third
grade. Yeah. So she puts the stamps on, does all the things, puts them in the mailbox, and then says to me, yeah, I mailed a letter to Santa too. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like mental note, go get that out of the mailbox tonight after she's in bed. Well, of course I forgot. I had this panic the next day at like noon. Oh my gosh, I forgot the letter to Santa. It's buried in this long pile. Like, it's not even like it's on top and the postman would see it and just like leave it in there or something. Anyway, and she included her list of what she wants for Christmas, which I don't know what it is. I haven't seen the letter. She wrote it, sealed it up in the mailbox.
Yes,
anyway, so I fly home, catch the mailman, like literally, Katie, like 10 minutes before the mailman comes.
Okay.
I grab the letter out. I'm like, yes, mom, when I got it, I saved it. So I immediately opened it up, took pictures so I would know what the list is. And then we actually have a relative who's our Santa, if you will. And so I readdressed it to him. And he responds to Ella Ray, which is really sweet. Yeah, but so part of my win also is this letter. It's I'll only read you a part of it. It's hilarious. But she – anyway, I gave you a ruler with 4 inches on it. If you peel – she had put stickers on the back. If you peel the stickers off, you can put it on the wall. I thought it might be helpful to the elves.
Oh.
She made a popsicle stick ruler.
Oh, for like while they're building?
That she put in the letter to
Santa.
While
they're making the toys.
Mm-hmm, okay. So that they can measure out the toys correctly.
I love that, Ella Ray.
My Christmas is on the back. My Christmas list is on the back of this sheet, but of course, I don't need that much. I already have a home, a family, a good education, and more.
Who is this kid?
Yeah. And before I can ask for toys, I need some more PJs.
Get this girl some PJs right now.
Bye for now, Ella Ray.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Isn't that hilarious?
Well, then a she good has a education. List on
the back. A good education. The good education's in quotes, which I'm not sure why that's in quotes. But a family, a home, and, quote, a good education. I don't know. Suspect. We'll see.
What is happening? Are they, like, in school? Like, these are the things that you should ask for. Like, be thankful.
Is that not the most hilarious letter to Santa?
I love it.
Yeah. And Ella included Ray. The popsicle stick ruler for the elves to help measure their toys.
Mm-hmm. She's so helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. I mean, what a great kid that...
Also,
you know.
P.S., I sent it to my mom, and she was like, "What?" Said what you said. Get the girl some pajamas. Why doesn't she have any pajamas? And I'm like, look, it's not that she doesn't have any pajamas. It's just that I don't keep up with the wash enough. Like, she has plenty of pajamas. I just don't do laundry often enough.
Ella Ray,
for
I'm
all
coming
six of
to
us.
Your house and bringing you some pajamas.
Yeah, so I yeah, she really does have enough pajamas. I just need to do
sure
laundry
she does.
More
sure
often.
She does.
But, I mean, whatever. Since she put that in the letter to Santa, clearly I'm going to get her some pajamas. Yeah, isn't that hilarious?
I love it. It's so sweet. This is why we got to keep this
I know.
The Santa train going.
Keep it rolling.
I'm
rolling.
I'm so glad you have a good education, too.
Yeah.
All right.
In quotes.
Yeah.
In quotes. Okay, we hope you have a wonderful week.
Bye, guys. Bye. Okay. In quotes. No, not in quotes. In real life, right?
In real life, yes.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening.